Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it.
Hello and welcome to this holy half hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. We have our usual mixture of modern music and chirpy chatter, but tonight all on a revolutionary theme, because the theme is revolutionaries. Starting with Tracy Chapman here talking about a revolution.
Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds... Don't you know, talking about a revolution, it sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution, it sounds... People gonna rise up and get their share. Poor people gonna rise up and take what's theirs. Don't you know you better run, 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 run. Oh, I said you better run. Talking about a revolution. Yes, finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about a revolution. Oh, no. Talking about a revolution. Oh, while they're standing in the welfare lines, crying to those of the armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds whisper. And finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about a revolution. Yes, finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about a revolution. Oh, no. Talking about a revolution. Oh, no. Talking about a revolution.
There's often talk about a revolution, but often that's all it amounts to. Then we get frustrated by our politicians who promise more than they produce. And that makes us feel even more revolutionary, like Femi Kuti here.
I want to be free from all this yeah-yeah politics. I want to be free from all this yeah-yeah politicians. I want to be free from all these corrupt monsters. We want to jump man. I wanna be free. just fell and died. That's why them they try to confuse I and everybody mind. I wanna be free from all these yeah politics. I wanna be free from all these yeah politicians. I wanna be free from all these corrupt monsters. We want to chop them.
It makes our blood boil when we see bankers' bonuses, journalists' phone hacking, MPs' expenses and scandals, dictators massacring their own people. It makes us all revolutionaries.
There is money going overseas to buy changes that will never come. Dollar-backed contras spill the blood of the people. In small nation, we won't leave alone. They pour into L.A., D.C. and Arizona, seeking sanctuary from our guns. Meanwhile, in the corporate boardroom, they talk about the debt as if it could be paid. But money borrowed and loaned for guns you can't eat and buildings you can't live in and trinkets you can't wear. It is a debt not owed by the people. There is money going overseas to buy changes that will never come. Contras spill the blood of the people. In small nation, we won't leave alone.
When you think of famous world revolutionaries, one of the most iconic is Che Guevara. He was an Argentinian who lived from 1928 to 1967. The Marxist revolutionary political leader and freedom fighter caught the public imagination through his revolutionary achievements in Cuba. After his death, he became an international symbol of political idealism and revolutionary fervor, and a pop culture icon. The Argentinian medical student traveled through Latin America on a motorcycle, and he was struck by the poverty, the inequality, and the exploitation that he witnessed. Realized that only revolution would improve the lot of the Latin American people. He met Fidel Castro in Mexico and joined in his 26th July movement. In 1956, they embarked on a campaign of rebellion in Cuba, and he became Castro's most trusted lieutenant. On New Year's Day, 1959, Batista fled the country, and when Castro assumed power, Guevara played his part. He was Cuba's Minister of Industry. He embarked then on a worldwide diplomatic tour and became an international figure with popular appeal, but a bit like a charismatic rock star. In December 1964, he travelled to New York to address the United Nations, where he gave a passionate speech protesting against apartheid in South Africa, segregation in the United States, the US embargo of Cuba, and the exploitation of the Third World. He became a guerrilla leader and he became a world revolutionary. He was also a prolific writer. His manual on guerrilla warfare became essential revolutionary reading. He travelled to the Congo, where he offered his support in the revolutionary movement. He surfaced in Bolivia in South America, and it was there that he was actually captured and executed in 1967. Nelson Mandela said of Che that he was an inspiration for every human being that loves freedom. Other people saw him as a terrorist. Time magazine named him one of the 100 most influential figures of the 20th century. And 40 years after his death, Korda's famous image of Shea has become a global brand. Here's a Christian revolutionary song by Anthem Avenue, I Will Speak. Another famous world revolutionary is Lenin of the Russian Revolution and founder of the Soviet Union, the USSR. Lenin was born Vladimir Ilyich Ulyanov. He was one of the leading political figures and revolutionary thinkers of the 20th century. He masterminded the Bolshevik takeover of power in Russia in 1917, establishing the first communist government in the world. He took on the name of Lenin after a period of exile in Siberia. Born into a well-educated family in 1870, he went to university, Kazan University. His older brother Alexander introduced him to the works of Karl Marx. But as a student, he got expelled from university for participating in a student demonstration. In 1890, Lenin moved to St. Petersburg, and he became a professional revolutionary. He was arrested and imprisoned for carrying communist books and leaflets, which were strictly forbidden in those days. After 15 months, he was sentenced to 3 years exile in Siberia. He wrote lots of books about revolution and about communism, and he spent a lot of his time travelling in Western Europe, becoming a main leader of the Social Democratic Party. He produced a newspaper called Iskra, or the Spark. His uncompromising views caused a split in his party, They split into Bolsheviks and Mensheviks. His followers were Bolsheviks. In 1905, St. Petersburg had a massacre when Cossacks fired on peaceful protesters, and that spurred Lenin to advocate violence. In 1907, Lenin went into exile again and remained in Western Europe till 1917. By 1917, Russia was exhausted by the First World War and was ripe for change. In October of that year, Lenin founded the Socialist State. 3 years of civil war followed, during which time Lenin chillingly crushed any opposition and assumed total control of the country. He survived an assassination attempt in 1918. He suffered a stroke in 1922. In the same year, the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, the USSR, was formed, and he died in 1924. St. Petersburg was known as Leningrad from 1924 till 1991. So Lenin overthrew the Tsar, but communism felt much like the monarchy. People were still oppressed, there were still elites, corruption, injustice and violence, so the revolutionary impulse continues within us.
Do you hear the people sing, singing the song of angry men? It is the music of a people who will not be slaves again. When the beating of your heart echoes the beating of the drums, there is a life about to start when tomorrow comes. Will you join in a crusade? Who will be strong and stand with me? Beyond the barricade, is there a world you long to see? Then join in the fight that will give you the right to be free. Do you hear the people say, singing the song of angry men? It is the music of a people who will not be slaves again. When the beating of your heart echoes the beating of the drums, there is a life about to start when tomorrow comes.
Will you give all you can give so that our banner may advance? Some will fall and some will live. Will you stand up and take your chance? The blood of the martyrs will water the meadows of France.
Do you hear the people sing, singing the song of angry men?
Speaking of world-famous revolutionaries, what about Nelson Mandela, born in 1918, the South African statesman and president? Nelson Mandela was born in the Transkei in 1918. He's amazing in his one life that he emerged from being a prisoner to becoming the president of his country. He started off as a black man with no rights, a victim of apartheid. He ended up at the head of his country. And the amazing thing about Mandela is after 27 years in Robben Island in imprisonment, much of it in solitary confinement, he was able to come out and be a natural, normal human being. In fact, an extraordinary human being. And he worked for reconciliation and for healing of divisions and to building up a multiracial democracy. He's an amazing transformation figure in himself, in his own life story, but in himself he symbolizes the amazing transformation going on in South Africa. He's a revolutionary in a different sense from Che Guevara or from Lenin. We can cause revolutions for better or for worse. Nelson Mandela hasn't got there, but he started a process, and we all admire how he's come out of a cycle of violence and cruelty and torture and imprisonment, and he's come out trying to produce reconciliation and wholeness and health and healing. Here's Kenny Rogers singing about the higher you build your barriers, the higher I will climb. That's the Nelson Mandela spirit. We Shall Overcome is one of the great anthems of revolution. Of course, we're thinking about Martin Luther King and the Black Civil Rights Movement. Martin Luther King was a revolutionary, but not in a violent sense, indeed very much the opposite. It was passive resistance, a bit like Gandhi as well. You think of Rosa Parks on the bus. Passive resistance is revolution. It's a more sophisticated form of revolution. Let's listen in to Martin Luther King talking just now.
We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory is won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory is won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory is won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory is won, some will be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators. But we shall overcome. And I'll tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadow, keeping watch above his own. We shall overcome because the Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. And with this faith, we will go out and adjourn the councils of despair and bring new light into the dark chambers of pessimism. And we will be able to rise from the fatigue of despair to the buoyancy of hope. And this will be a great America. We will be the participants in making it so. And so as I leave you this evening, I say, walk together, children. Don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the corner.
Moses stood on the mountain, looked over to the promised land, took his people through the valley, said, I hope you understand, I may not get there with you, keep on marching just the same, there ain't no turning back, it's a one-way track, when you jump that freedom train. They were running through the darkness, they were bleeding from the briar, drowning out those howling dogs, they heard Miss Tubman's cry, I may not get there with you, keep on marching just no turning back, it's a one-way track, when you jump that freedom train. I'm not worried about anything, I'm not fearing. Stood on the mountain, I've seen the promised land, but I may not get there with you, keep on marching just the same, there ain't no turning back, it's a one-way track, when you jump that freedom train. Stood on the mountain, I've seen the promised land, but I may not get there with you, keep on marching just the same, there ain't say one-way track when you jump that freedom train. There ain't no turning back. Oh, it's a one-way track when you jump that freedom train.
We've been thinking tonight about revolutionaries, people from Che Guevara to Lenin to Nelson Mandela and Martin Luther King there. He was a Christian revolutionary. Does that sound a contradiction? Jesus was a revolutionary. Moses singing that and that song there, he was a revolutionary. All through history, the freedom train has rumbled along. God has sent particular people. Above all, he came himself as the revolutionary. I'm a minister, my title is Reverend, R-E-V, stands for revolutionary, amongst other things. Christians are radical alternatives in our current society. Jesus said, you know how people live? Well, don't live like that. Turn the other cheek. Forgive 70 times 7. Go the extra mile. Take the humble route, the manger, the towel, the cross. Spend yourself for other people. Give rather than get. Think of others more than yourself. Live for God, live for others. The more you look into Christianity, the more you'll discover that it's a revolutionary manifesto. It's just a shame the Christians live so nicely that they blend into the background and they're not noticed. But where Christians have put their head above the parapet and have lived radical Christian lives, they've stood out a mile, and they've often been assassinated like Martin Luther King. Jesus calls us to take up the cross and live the Christian life and be social revolutionaries in our own way. So long live the revolution. Bye for now, and I'll leave you with Ian White.
This is the spirit of the Lord. Oh Lord, let it be the spirit in me. This is the spirit of the Lord. Oh Lord, let it be the spirit in me. This is the spirit of the Lord. Oh Lord, let it be the spirit in me. It gives me power and love and a sound mind. It gives me power and love and a sound mind. Power and love and a sound mind. Power and love. Out loud, I can sing it every day, 'cause the power of praise chases demons away. I can sing it to the fear, I can sing it to the pain, 'cause I'll never ever have to be afraid again. This is the spirit of the Lord. Oh Lord, let it be the spirit in me. This is the spirit of the Lord. Oh Lord, let it be the spirit in me. It gives me power and love and a sound mind. A power and love and a sound. This is the